It's April 18th, 2017. Myself, Detective Jose Lopez, going to speak to regarding the OIS. It happened April 9th. The time is 15:55 hours. Santa Paula PD.
Okay, no problem. Yourself the water, soda pop.
Okay, thank you, man.
Thank you, bro. Mexican bread with me. All right, later.
Later. Sure. Yeah. You want? Because you can get the good chair.
I'll let you have the good chair.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm well.
All right. You know what? What this is about? You obviously know it's about the shooting, right? Okay. I wasn't here. It was apparently the
April 9th, right?
Okay. I wasn't here, so I don't really know everything that happened. I mean, I was told at the office. That they wanted to conduct some interviews with the dispatchers. So obviously you were working that day. I know you got the call, so kind of just walk me through from that point until,
okay. So we got the call at, believe it was 6:21.
Okay.
RP said there was a male that she didn't know was walking around with a knife and he rushed at her.
Okay.
While she was getting ready to go to work, get in the car. She gave me a real good description, and after I hung up with her, I got another call. I don't know which one came first, but we had a 10-851 at the same time. The registered owner of the 10-851 wanted to report it stolen, and then couple minutes after that call, I got a call from a deputy. I don't remember his name, but he said that they had been involved in a pursuit, and the vehicle crashed, it was totaled, and they had suspects in custody.
Right.
And he told me that he wanted us to go and contact the ROC if the vehicle was stolen, because it wasn't reported yet. So I told him, we just got the call.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, he said, if we could go out there as soon as possible, because he had to leave. He couldn't leave until we took the report.
Right.
The 8x1.
Right.
So I said, okay. I hung up with him, went to the back, mm-hmm. to the briefing room. They were still in briefing, the officers.
Okay.
I told him the certs of both calls. And I went back there because I couldn't say that over the radio, that
right.
the deputy was waiting for us to take it. Otherwise,
right.
I couldn't leave. So when I told them, they got up, started loading up the car because they had just started the shift. And then they responded. Or they were already on their way. Then I get the second call from the RP. And she asked if we were on our way, and I said yes. And as soon as we went 10, well, a couple minutes after we went 1097, that's when Alonzo said on the radio that shots were fired.
Okay.
So he asked, he said, soon after he said the subject was down, and that's when I began calling everybody in.
Okay. Now, after that, did you attend a briefing, or was there another?
There wasn't a dispatcher there. I had a volunteer.
Okay.
A volunteer that was helping me. So she wasn't doing radio. She was answering all the calls. And after that happened, we had two residents in that area that called to report shots heard.
Okay.
So she answered one, and then I answered the other one. They heard it. They heard, I don't even remember how many shots they said, but...
Okay.
I stayed there for a while until another dispatcher arrived, which was maybe an hour after. I took a break, and then I came back and continued.
Okay. And what day, what time did your shift end that day?
6 p.m.
Okay.
6 p.m.
So, when officers showed up here, or any investigators showed up here, you weren't part of any briefing, you didn't attend
no.
any...
No,
okay.
No.
So you.
It was like
you're.
At first, it was Sergeant Barner. He was in charge of
okay.
directing them where to go and what their assignment would be.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I misunderstood. Someone maybe mentioned that you were in some kind of briefing, or you were part of a briefing,
mm-hmm.
or.
Probably because I went to the back while they were having briefing before the incident happened.
Right. I think that's what the confusion was. But you basically went in there to tell him, hey,
yeah,
we got this call.
Yeah, there was a lot to it. There was
right.
I don't want to say over the radio the deputy
yeah.
has to go, so,
yeah.
you know.
Right.
So that's why I went back and I explained both calls to them.
Right.
But the knife one, obviously, was higher priority, so.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's where the confusion was.
Okay.
So, okay. Let me just get your, I think I got your name. I just want to make sure I spelled it right. Is it... And what's your birthday? Okay. Do you know your driver's license number of him?
Yeah, it's a...
Okay. All right. I'll just use this address. I won't use
yeah,
your home address or anything like that. And what's the work number? Should I use that one? I'm not going to put your cell phone number on
the
there.
The one that I...
Number you want to use?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the address here officially?
214 South 10th Street.
Okay. All right. Is there anything I forgot to ask or anything I left out or?
No.
Yeah. Again, I apologize.
No, it's okay.
Someone said, hey, I got to the office and they go, hey, anything I need? Can I help you with anything? And they're like, yeah, we need to have this dispatcher interviewed. Apparently she went and was part of some kind of briefing or something or other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay. So, I apologize if I seem like I'm confused or don't know.
No, it's okay.
Okay? All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Hold on. No, I'm done.
Okay.
Thank you. What's the watch going on? It's 11:00.